And if you were to set a boundary, what vow, what rule would you be breaking? And what would that feel like? Because I want you to know in advance, you know, I want you to have it really solid in your mind that when I do this in this relationship, I'm already knowing that I'm probably going to feel guilty. Because when we know it's going to be there, it doesn't have as much, you know, energy, charge, power over us. It's like, yeah, there it is. There's my guilt. Knew it was coming. But I still know I need to set this boundary. Okay, so we're going to do some tapping on this one before I take some comments. This is a good one, right? This is the one that really comes up. Okay, so tapping through the points. There I am. And there they are. And I can even see my energy draining, pouring out towards them. All my third chakra energy. I start giving and thinking and advising and doing. And I can't say no. I can't say no. I can't say no. I can't say no. I would never say no. I have never said no. The only way I get out of these relationships is by disappearing. They're so needy and so broken. They're in so much pain. They have convinced me of their victim story, and they even have me convinced that they are hapless and helpless and hopeless. How could I not jump in and give and give and give and let them take and take and take? It's for a good cause. I can't set a boundary. I have so many rules about that. And there's something fun about being the hero, fixing them, being the more conscious, solid one. There's something that feels good about that. Sweeping in and having all the answers, being a martyr, giving more than anyone else. I can't say no. I can't say no. I can't set a boundary. They suck me in. And if I try to, they will be shocked and horrified. I'll have to deal with their disappointment. Maybe their anger. And I will feel guilty. Guilty. Selfish. Wrong. Guilty. Ugh, they're draining me. It's exhausting. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to manage this. Okay, and take a nice deep breath.